It's finally here, the first head-to-head matchup between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. While it's much anticipated and could have a broadcast audience of 100 million people by some estimates tonight, what do voters actually expect from this debate? Not much, according to Neil Levesque, executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. New Hampshire voters are tuned in to the campaign, says Levesque, because New Hampshire is a swing state and polls show a close race there, but they're also turned off by the tone of a campaign that's left many frustrated.
Right now, we've seen a lot of people in the country who are really fed up with this election because of the negativity, the name-calling, the rancor. And what they want to see now is who really can be president on January the 20th. And what are they going to do for our country? What I hear the most is this the best we can do?
Honestly, I think they both act like children.
That is New Hampshire voter William Gannon of Manchester. We caught up with him at a sidewalk table outside the Ignite Grill in downtown Manchester. The day was bright and sunny. His view of the major party candidates was not.
I'm extremely disappointed in them. But still, you have to pick one, right? I would like to hear Hillary Clinton be honest, and I would like to hear Donald Trump be rational. I would like Hillary to explain why it is she thinks that no law applies to her, and I would like Donald Trump to explain a real fact-based policy in a way that would make sense, that would be sensible.
A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows 57% of all voters nationally view Trump and Clinton equally negative. You could sense that a few sidewalk tables down at the Ignite Grill in Manchester, where a group of friends, including Sylvia Moore and Nancy Mayland from Auburn, New Hampshire, were having lunch.
Have you all been paying attention to the presidential campaign?
Yeah, I'm trying not to that much.
You can't help it. I'm not sure what new information we're going to learn.
You can't help but hear all the negativity. We just got back from Europe. They are laughing. In this entire country, those are the two best people we can find. Out of millions of people, they're laughing. I would like to see third-party candidates come out stronger, but you really can't expect them to win.
Are you going to feel embarrassed to vote for the candidate you're going to vote for?
Somewhat. I can't not vote. I always vote.
Will this debate matter, do you think?
Yes. Maybe not to me, but I think to a lot of the population it will.
A short distance away in downtown Manchester is the political hotbed, the Red Arrow Diner. Hillary Clinton has campaigned there and eaten there. They say she liked the chicken tenders. The diner folks also say that Donald Trump chowed down on the Newton, a big hamburger topped with a baseball-sized serving of deep-fried mac and cheese. They say he didn't quite finish it. The diner booths are labeled for where the famous have sat. Ted Donovan of Pembroke, New Hampshire, there with his painting crew, was enjoying lunch. More than he thinks he'll enjoy tonight's debate.
So we're here in the Red Arrow Diner, and you're sitting in the seat where Donald Trump sat.
Not by choice. The only seat left. I'm hungry.
And you needed to sit somewhere.
Yeah.
The debate's coming up. What are you expecting? What do you feel you need to hear? Are you looking forward to it?
Perhaps for drama or for comedy. I think it should be interesting.
What do you mean by that?
Just, it's going to be a lot of hot air blowing around, pointing fingers, blaming, more of the delusion stuff that we've been dealing with.
Doesn't sound like you're expecting a whole lot from it.
Correct.
Despite the voter skepticism, Neil Levesque, director of the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester, believes the debates may well settle whether Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton wins New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes, which could, in a close race, decide the November election.
There's enough people in the middle who are basically squishy enough to switch their vote that the election really here in New Hampshire and its 4 electoral votes could be decided by that that small group of people who are going to go back and forth based a lot on the progress of these debates.
We'll have live coverage and analysis of tonight's first presidential debate starting at 9 p.m. on WBUR.